Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to our program today. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us as we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is from his classic landmark teaching, Satan's Complete Defeat. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates in the spiritual realm. Who is he? Where did he come from? Is he a God possessing omnipotence? How much power does he have on earth? So much more in this devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat.
Oftentimes the question is asked, who is the devil? Where did he come from? Is he a self-existent, omnipotent God? We're going to endeavor today to give you a panoramic view of the origin of Satan, his fall, his present activities, and his soon to come destiny, destruction, and doom. To answer the last question, is Satan omnipotent? Is he a self-existing God? And the Word of God emphatically states, no, that Satan is but a mere created creature of God. God, who is our Father, the Almighty God, the Creator, in eons past created Satan, and Satan is God's created creature. God has complete control and mastery over Satan. Not only does God have complete control and power over Satan the devil, but also in times past and now, he has delegated this power to other angelic beings that is created, and also the body of Christ, the church, his born-again believers. He has said in Luke 10:19, that behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. No, Satan is not an omnipotent being, self-existing, but he is a creative creature created by our God and our Heavenly Father, who has and demonstrates complete mastery over the devil. So that consequently also answers the question, where did Satan come from? Where did he originate at? God created him. He is a created being. To give the accounts and the record of his creation, we go to Ezekiel 28th chapter and the 11th verse. In the 28th chapter of Ezekiel, starting at the 11th verse, God left the record of the creation of this creature, Satan. And it begins to read this way. God anointed his prophet and priest, Ezekiel, and he commanded him to set his face and to prophesy against a literal prince on earth that rebelled against God and against Satan, who is pictured as a king in this verse. And it's a dual prophecy. Let us read it. In Ezekiel 28:11, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in the Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of the pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. In this prophecy that God is using the lips of Ezekiel as the vehicle to bring forth, God is speaking not to an earthly being, but to a supernatural being called the anointed cherub of God, who was in the Garden of Eden of God, who walked up and down amongst the stones of fire, who was in the holy mountain of God, who was the covering or ruling anointed cherub of God, that he had created. He created him perfect in the day that he created him. Not only perfect, but full of wisdom and of a dazzling glory and brightness. God created this being, as we find in Isaiah 14th chapter, the 12th verse, and named him Lucifer, which means the bright and the shining one, the son of the morning star, yea, the bright shining day star, Lucifer. God created him to be his viceroy, his ruler, his prophet, and his priest to his known creation. When God created him a perfect, sinless, highly intelligent, wise, and gloriously beautiful, shining cherub. God placed him to cover, or the word is better, to rule, to protect, and oversee, and act as God's viceroy over the earth and all of the thrones and the kingdoms of the air. In fact, we find that his title in Ephesians, the second chapter, in the second verse, he is called the Prince of the Power of the Air. The Greek word here for prince is archon, the mighty chief ruler of the authorities of the air or of the heavenlies. As he said in the sixth chapter and the tenth verse on through Ephesians, that he said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and dominions and thrones and rulerships and the world rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness or wicked spirits of power in high places or the heavenlies. When God created the second heavens, for there are three heavens. First heaven is the atmospheric, or the clouds of our earth. The second heavens are the planetary, thrones and rulerships and dominions, principalities, lordships, that God had created and set angelic rulers and beings over. The third heaven is the paradise, the heaven of heavens, where the throne of God is, where the capital city of the universe is, where God sits on the circle of the earth and the sides of the north and the third heavens, and reigns and rules over all of his handiwork and creation. God created in the second heaven, in the planetary heavens, thrones with rulers to sit on those thrones, lordships with lords to rule those lordships, principalities with chief princes to sit upon the thrones and to rule their subjects, spiritual powers or authorities, and they were to rule these planets for God. But God then said, I will make me a great ruler, a chief ruler of all of these principalities, of all of these authorities, of all of these powers, to be lords of those that are in lordship, to be the ruler of those that are the rulers, to be the chief prince of those that are prince of the principalities. And this being would be Lucifer, the bright and the shining one, the day star, the son of the morning star, the anointed cherub that God would create, higher than any other created being, higher than any angel, higher and loftier, wiser and more powerful than any archangel, than any of the other cherubims or seraphims, yea, only subordinate to the Godhead of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost. And in this account in Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, God created this chief this first, this great arch ruler, this archon, this prince, to be the prince of all of the powers, the authorities of the heavenlies, the worlds, to be the prince of this world, to be the prince, the viceroy, the prophet, the priest of God over all of God's vast creation. And he created him in superior wisdom and superior power and also superior in his form, being the most beautiful and the most dazzling and the most blazing bright creature that God had ever created. Oh, can you see the beginning and the origin of the one who has now become Satan, the devil, the fallen tempter, the accuser, the slanderer of God, man, and angels? Why, he woke up into a splendorous, glorious setting with music filling his ears. His eyes beheld the beautiful palace made of all and covered and bejeweled and bedecked with all of the rarest gems known to mankind, the emerald, the diamond, the gold, the carbuncle, yea, his palace, his pavilion, his sanctuary was akin to God's own New Jerusalem, with its gates of pearl, with its walls of jasper, with its streets of gold, waking up into a glorious creation as a glorious ruler, as a chief prince of all the princes of the world, as the chief prince of the princes of the power of the air, to be God's viceroy, to rule for God over all of God's creation, and also to disseminate the wisdom and the knowledge and the word of God to all of God's creation and creatures, and to lead them in worship to the Most High God in his office as a priest. But instead of Lucifer, the Shining One, being grateful, he became consumed with his superiority in wisdom. He became consumed with his superiority in appearance, being not only the wisest creature outside of the Godhead that God had created, but the most dazzling, the most beautiful, the most bright and shining being in the universe, until being consumed with his own beauty, his wisdom became polluted. His reasoning and mind and understanding darkened. His love and gratitude for God forgotten. And he was consumed that he, because of his superior wisdom, he, because of his superior beauty and brightness, should be the one to receive worship instead of leading worship, should be the one that should be the supreme and the almighty ruler of all of God's universe, not only, but yea, even to be greater, and his throne to be exalted higher than the throne of Almighty God and the Most High. And though he was created perfect, sinless, superior in wisdom and power, more beautiful and dazzling than any other creature, instead of loving God and appreciating the high and lofty estate and position that God had created and placed him in, he became darkened. He became possessed with his self. He became possessed with his beauty. And by reason of his beauty and his brightness, pride came into his heart, and thereby sin was conceived, and sin was born, and he reasoned in his polluted wisdom that no longer should God be the great and the high and lofty one, but he, Lucifer, the blazing, shining, beautiful one, should be the one that all creation should worship, pay homage, and give praise to. And his wisdom, being polluted by his pride, conceived sin. And from that moment on, the bright, the shining day star plotted in his heart that he would take over God's place of rulership, that he would exalt himself above the stars of God, above the thrones of God's angels and angelic creatures, yea, even above the throne of the Most High Almighty God, and dethrone, displace Almighty God the Creator, and exalt his throne above, and he to be as God, for all of God's creation to worship him. 14th chapter, God anoints Isaiah to see back at this picture. Here is God's greatest, wisest, most beautiful creature, failing God, failing of the great responsibility, staggering under his lofty position, falling by pride. That is why God hates a proud look, for all of the sin, all of the chaos, all of the rebellion, all sickness, all disease, all evil, all suffering stem and come from one being getting proud and letting pride come into his life and pollute his wisdom and darken his understanding to make him want to dethrone God, to remove God, to exalt self, to exalt his own self at the expense of destroying and bringing suffering upon all of God's creation. Now his wisdom has become darkened and polluted. Pride has given birth to the offspring of the sin of jealousy and of envy and of war and of insurrection. Satan has purposed in his heart that I am going to supplant God. I should be the rightful ruler of all of the universe. I am so beautiful. I am so wise. We can still hear him echoing even now to this day and to this generation. And his followers that he's raised up and has fell to the same degradation and soon coming doom are repeating the same I. The Bible said that he said in his heart, I will ascend above the heights of the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the mount of congregation. I will be like the Most High God. I will take his place. Let's read it in Isaiah the 14th chapter, the 12th verse. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? But thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Instead of him being satisfied, yea, being thankful and grateful and appreciative and loving our great God and Creator for making him the loftiest of all of his creatures, for giving him the superior wisdom and power than any other creature, for making him more beautiful and dazzling and glorious than any creature. Instead of him being grateful to fulfill his office faithfully, diligently, as the great viceroy of Almighty God, as the anointed cherub that rules and protects God's creation, as the anointed cherub and the day star, the bright and the shining one, to disseminate as the office of a prophet the wisdom and the knowledge of God to his creatures, to take his office, his regal office as a priest, and to lead all and mingle with his voice all of the creatures of God in a great anthem of love and praise when they gathered in the mount of congregation, and when the Almighty, the Most High, sat upon the pinnacle of the mountain, and all of the creatures would sing and rejoice and praise God with Lucifer, the covering, the protecting, the bright, the shining, the blazing, perfect viceroy, priest, and prophet of God, leading them in praise. He said, I covet, I desire that position of Almighty God. I am not satisfied with my position of being the wisest, the greatest, the most powerful, and the most beautiful creature outside of the Godhead, but I should be the rightful ruler of all of the universe, and I should have the praises and adoration and worship of all of the creation and creatures, and I should be like the Most High. I should be God. And that pride gave birth to this sin. But I will not be a servant of God, but I will dethrone and supplant God, and I will be God, and I will be worshipped as God. And therefore the bright, the blazing, the shining, glorious day star Lucifer, the anointed cherub, falls in his heart and in his mind by pride in sin, and he becomes the first rebel of time in the universe, and now he becomes the devil, Satan. For the devil is not his name but a title, and Satan is not his name but a title, for he was Lucifer, the shining, blazing one, the anointed, all-wise, outside of God, all-powerful, most beautiful, ruling creature, prince, chief archon of all of the powers, the authorities, the principalities, the thrones, the dominions, the rulerships, the spiritual powers of the air. He was all of those things, but not satisfied, now becomes Satan, which title simply means the slanderer and accuser of God. And the devil, the Greek word diabolos, which means the adversary, the enemy of God. Satan, by pride, has polluted his wisdom. The word said he said in his heart, I will exalt my throne. I will not be a servant. I will ascend above the heights. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit on the mount of congregation. I will be like the Most High God. I am going to be the ruler of the universe. I am going to have the worship of the creatures of all creation, even if I have to throw God out of his throne. And from that moment, He becomes the accuser and the slanderer and the enemy of God.
Amen. What a revelatory message on Satan's complete defeat by God's servant, Brother Hardy. In this classic teaching, Brother Hardy has answered by the scriptures, who was Lucifer? Who is Satan? Who is the devil? Where did he come from? Is he a god in the sense of deity, being self-existing, self-maintaining, and possessing omnipotence? And just how much power can he exert on earth? When you realize that Satan is not a god, but a created being, then you understand that he is limited. God did not create him to be the devil. He was created as Lucifer, which means light bearer, and was the wisest and most beautiful of God's angels. He was the anointed cherub who led the heavenly worship team. But his own self-focus on his superlative beauty became distorted with pride, and iniquity corrupted his wisdom. When he fell, or rather was kicked out of heaven by Michael the archangel and his faithful angels, he took one-third of the angels with him in his rebellion. Now, some people think the devil is all-powerful, but he's only a created being whom God created and has complete mastery over. And not only that, but Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 10:18-19, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. You need to add this inspirational, informative, and timeless subject to your spiritual audio library. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates through the spiritual realm. This devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat, is on a 2-CD set for a love gift of $15 for the radio ministry. Request offer 128. Mail to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or order online at rghardy.org, where you can also order this message on MP3. Again, the offer number is 128 for the 2-CD set, Satan's Complete Defeat, for a minimum love gift of $15. Mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Till next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.